What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here, joined by a finally dry, I believe, Bill Schmidt, who braved the elements out there the last 2 days, really, at Lambeau, or at Ray Nitschke Field. Billy, how are you holding up?
Good. Yeah, definitely dried out now. After several ringing out sessions, not only my hair, clothes, and other things, but yeah, it was a wet day there, Nags, but I gotta be honest, and people will laugh at this part of it. And
okay,
I laughed a year ago when it was brought up to me by another team. When your season ends in the rain, I understand why the Packers didn't go inside today, whether or not it helps them at in the slightest bit in the 2024 season. If the result isn't what it is in San Francisco or in Santa Clara, I should say.
Right, right.
They might have been inside the Donald
Maybe they're Center inside today. The Hudson Center. That's a fair point because it was a bit moist that evening.
Yeah, especially when heavens opened up on the final drive when Jordan and the offense finally trailed and then had to go down in an absolute monsoon.
Unable to operate at that point. Yeah, that's not a bad assessment. I think maybe something to that, right? Now, I will admit, when I saw all the clips on social media of the downpour at practice, right after the team had done stretch inside and ran out into the rain, I thought, okay, that's a little bit different for Matt LaFleur. I did think that. I mean, previous seasons, they have been indoors at the slightest kind of inkling of big-time rain on the radar, which certainly there was this morning. Yeah, I mean, outdoors they went, and it sure seemed like the defense basically ruled the entirety of the proceedings. Though I think, you know, it's hard to operate on offense in the rain, especially when your starting quarterback isn't there, etc. But yeah, that's an interesting point, and I will say that I think that tracks. I do not doubt for a moment that maybe feeds into it a little bit.
Well, and you mentioned that the defense was buzzing throughout. Jeff Hafley was fired up, at least through the position drills that we were out there, until we had to make sure that we saved the equipment because we wanted to fire losing some stuff at some particular point in time.
You were live on the air until you weren't.
Yeah, until all of a sudden it was a quick ceasefire.
Can we get my boy a tent? Can someone get my guy a tent? Yesterday, I saw that first picture of you out there, and I was very excited for you. But you were there, sans tent, in the boiling heat, the sun just bearing down, and I thought, okay, homeboy's getting for a real uncomfortable morning, but okay, fine. And then today happens, and there's the downpour. What is tomorrow? Is tomorrow locusts? I mean, what is going on? We need some covering for my guy Billy out there.
Well, and I'm wondering if, you know, tent might work, because tomorrow I'm assuming some kind of windstorm, like Ray Nitschke Field just gets covered up with tumbleweeds blowing.
That's probably
through.
Next on the checklist. That's a fair point.
Yeah,
fair
point. That would be the next on the partial natural disasters that run through us while we're sitting there. But no, it's it is a remarkable area. And I feel Nags, it was one part of today that was good because there were some really, really hardcore fans that were still hanging out. They were going to brave the elements through hell or high water. They make their vacations here to go and enjoy Packers training camp. And we're kind of taking away one of the best viewing platforms for standing room only. So
yeah, you are.
There were a large amount of standing room only fans that, you know, they jumped in once we had to pack up the gear here today. So
right.
I hate that they had to stand through it, but I'm glad that they were at least able to take the more views because you should. It's an elite area.
It really is. Field. Okay. And speaking of, let's talk about the proceedings. Let's start on Monday, right? Because I think through these first 2 days, really, I mean, we've seen lots kind of already coming out about today's practice in the rain where the defense was extremely active, very physical. We've seen a lot about Rashawn Gary and Devontae Wyatt, etc. Was that the case on day one? Is that been pretty similar so far as the first 2 days and the defense kind of having maybe not the upper hand, but looking a bit more physical and a bit more kind of alive and with it?
Yeah, I think that's always it, right? I think that that's a general yearly assumption is the defense is going to be ahead of the offense. With the new defense, maybe it feels a little bit more impressive, but when you got dudes like Rashawn Gary who's coming out with, like, you can't even see the number underneath the shell on the front. He's a scary-looking cat. I mean, like, there's understanding why they were as fired up as they were and how much energy is being pumped on that side of the ball. I just, Nags, just looking at the rotations and everything else, you could feel a definite buzz from the team periods in the red zone that was pretty much in front of us in day one from the defense. Right. The execution on the offense was pretty decent on day one, but the energy was solely on that defense, which might be a little bit more of an initial jolt of energy as to what the hopefully new system ends up being.
All right. Well, we did yeoman's work here because we went 5 whole minutes without discussing
impressive
Jordan Love's hold in, as it were, which I think is probably a record around the Packers podcast, blogosphere, what have you, over these last 24 hours.
About to cancel if we didn't.
Clearly, we need to discuss it. And I will say kudos to you because I was confident that a deal would get done prior to the start of camp. I did think there was a chance he'd either stay away or hold in. Turns out it is a hold in, but he is definitely not practicing. It seemed like, now you were there on Monday when the team took the field. It does seem like vibes are high regardless. Like the quotes coming out of the locker room, even Brian Gutekunst saying, I totally understand his position, sure feels like everyone involved has Jordan's back on this.
Yeah, for now. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because right. But like, I totally, I'm totally with you because it is like, I expected more response on our text line to be, he's under contract.
Right. I've gotten a few of those, right? Mostly on Facebook. That's a Facebook comment, most definitely.
Yep. And you generally, if you do this part of it long enough, you know the individuals and you can kind of set your watch to them coming through, right?
Who it's going
to
be, right?
Who they're going to be, right? You kind of understand.
Gary in Platteville is very upset. Very upset.
Very upset, yes. Yep, so those work, right? And I understand it. I also understand the other side where there's some almost just questioning hands, palms up emoji saying, why are we doing this to ourselves again? Right? Like, can't we just not make this a problem? Can't we just not make this a problem? So like there's the 5 to 10% on each side, but right in the middle, everyone kind of sees both sides. I was talking to a nice gentleman from Maryland who was sitting right next to us on Monday. Right. And he's like, yeah, it feels like the last leverage point that he's got. I hope that I get to see him though while I'm here on my vacation. Like that's the most immediate take that you could have on it. I want to see him on the field because I'm here.
I'm a fan. That's the
whole
point.
And I'm a fan
point.
Of the Packers and him.
I want to see my star QB, right?
So that part of it, I didn't the reaction has been a little bit more even keel than I thought it would be potentially from the fans.
Right.
For now.
Yeah,
but if it gets Nags, if it gets to, and my new line of demarcation that I kind of popped up with is probably Saturday. Because Saturday is second day in pads, NFL Network, back to football special.
Is it I don't think it's Saturday. Isn't it Sunday?
Okay, either Saturday or Sunday. Because one of those 2 days.
5 days without pads. They have to go 5 practices without pads. So I think it's Sunday. I'm not 1,000% sure.
But one of those 2 days is the daily thing where every NFL team is in practice.
Yeah.
Everybody's there on the NFL Network. They're live for like 12 hours straight.
Right.
And they're going and they're interviewing everybody from the janitor to the head coach and GM. Right?
Right.
If it's still a story at that point, then eyes are going to start really rolling, I think.
Yeah. I think, to me, it's Monday. I've given it a week in my mind, right? Like, where if it's not done by next Monday, then I start to go, what the hell, man? And look, to your point, like the thing in the middle with the shrug emoji, like I very much feel that as far as on the one hand, I understand that it's a very complicated thing. The deal is very specialized, especially because Jordan Love sat for 3 years and a new thing now is to try and take advantage of that rookie deal. Well, the Packers didn't do that because they had a Hall of Fame quarterback. And then they had the one kind of band-aid year that they added to Jordan's deal, et cetera, right? All of that kind of precursor to where they've landed after Jordan had the year he had last year. Now, clearly they are committed to Jordan. They want him to be the dude full time, long time, et cetera. But because they are in such a unique position and because they, being the Packers, operate in a very unique way, they have once again put themselves here. That, what you were talking about earlier, I feel like, can't we just go one news cycle without something and the quarterback? Like, why is it always the Packers and the quarterback having issues? Like, and I understand it's all kumbaya right now and things are good and whatever. But man, why? Like you had all summer, you couldn't get there by last Monday. Really?
Yeah. In I don't think it's like people then say, well, why are you? You don't know that it's the Packers' fault. You don't know that it's Jordan's fault. I don't care who it is.
Which is true. Which is true.
Very true. But in my easy, dumb opinion, I take this the way McAfee guys say it. Smart right. people figure it out. All right. Russ Ball is way smarter than I. I have never, Nags, and I've said this a couple times, I really hope I'm offending some people. I don't know a whole lot of our demographic, our listeners
right.
are hanging out making 9-figure business deals. If you are,
probably not.
Congratulations. And you're right. doing so well in your industry. And I am really proud of you. And well I appreciate done. That you think that we're Big entertaining clap. Enough to hang out here. Big clap for you.
Big clap.
But so that part of it, we're kind of not involved with. I don't know right. what it ultimately entails. I imagine it's quite vast, but I also assume that you could have been a little bit closer than we are right now, because close, it's an interesting definition. I don't know if it's the definition of pornography. I'll believe it once I see it, but I do know that it is meaning something completely different to everyone.
I believe it's, I'll know it when I see it.
I'll know it when I see
it. When I see it. I think you believe it regardless, but yes, you'll know it when you see it without question. But that's the thing. Like, maybe one less trip to the vineyard, maybe one less, you know, sojourn across to Europe or something. I'm yeah. just thinking somewhere along the line, someone or somebody on both sides had like an out of office for an extra couple days that maybe mm-hmm. if they didn't take that, maybe this would have been done.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Maybe if we wouldn't have spent one extra weekend at the cottage in Rhinelander, we could I'm just have saying. This thing hammered out. Yes.
I'm pretty sure both sides were not in Rhinelander, but maybe. Who knows? I like
oh,
shout out ball. Shout out Rhinelander.
Yeah, I gotcha. Probably Woodruff.
Which?
Big Hazelhurst guy over here is Nags.
No, undoubtedly Russ Ball was at the Dells with his family. You know, he couldn't be got.
True. Yes.
But this is my
Do you imagine him like, in the wave pool just rocking out? Because he's jacked up now. No one understands that part about Russ Ball. Right? Yes, he fills out that nice suit that he's
That just kinda
got.
Happened too. Like
Yo,
right,
up, dude. Yeah.
I know. That's so funny you notice that because it's very, very true. Very noticeable. But you're the first human I've ever heard utter it.
And it's awesome.
It's
yeah.
very apparent when you see him.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Stacked so, up. Yes, Monday is my line of demarcation. And yes, I think we'll get through the weekend and it'll be annoying because it's going to consume not only our thoughts, but our social feeds and the mm-hmm. news cycle. And doesn't David Mulligetta, don't they understand that we're the ones on the front line here.
Yeah, we're the ones battling.
Like they are sequestered in private rooms and having, you know, Zoom sessions maybe faxing back and forth if they're old school. But, like, they're able to just sit and work and do their have their life, right? And not have to deal with Gary and Platteville being upset
yeah.
like you and I are. You know?
Just That's imagine. The thing. Just imagine how much longer this would have taken if we were still doing telegrams. I mean, like, it would have been a much, much more difficult situation. I do kind of question, and the funny thing is all these different lines of, you know, deadlines and all this, mm-hmm. all ends up being arbitrary until one of the sides is. I just, Nags, and I don't know that we ever will. A lot of these stories, we don't.
Right.
I'd love to know what the biggest two, I'm guessing there's probably two
the snags
points right now. Yeah. There's two snags that are being held up, and each side thinks they got the other side and going to get both.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just both split just and amicably
meet in the middle
one
bit.
Matters more well, to the other side? We'll figure that out in a couple.
Billy, you know, we talked about this in the last episode, and I'm pretty sure this still rings true and maintains its truth, is that I have zero doubt that one of the things they're trying to navigate is the Packers not wanting to guarantee any money past the first year. That's yeah. something we talked about last episode. I have seen absolutely and heard absolutely nothing that would dissuade me from the idea that the Packers are trying to navigate this without, I guess, for lack of a better word, caving to that idea.
Yeah, and Russ Ball's got to hate the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, like,
right.
a couple years ago,
100%.
Christian Kirk, this right. time around, Trevor Lawrence. Seems like the Miami Dolphins are not big fans of the Jacksonville yeah. Jaguars way
no,
of business
sir.
Right now. But
right.
It definitely appears to have been a difference maker in negotiations. Because Mulligetta, I have heard him a couple of times. He doesn't speak a whole lot. None of these agents really do unless you're Drew Rosenhaus and you like hearing yourself.
Right.
But he's also toned down a little bit. I should give him some credit
he has,
for that.
He has.
Okay. Mulligetta is very much a the market sets itself. And when that market was set from Trevor Lawrence, I assume that was, that might now be a new sticking point where yesterday's price wasn't, is not
just
today's
and
price.
It's not even just like the thing that everyone talks about is the average per year, which is fine. Like, that's certainly one point, but I think it's much more about cash flow, much more about guarantees, much more about what are they getting for sure those first 2-3 years. It's, that is 100% what I suspect is like this quote unquote sticking point here.
Well, and let's be honest, Jordan's got a damn wedding to pay for, so we need some upfront money. Right, we need a little extra on that signing bonus, fellas.
Ain't no lie there. Ain't no lie. Well, the fact remains Jordan Love continues to not practice, continues to after 2 days. Although, shout out to Jordan for being out there today in the pouring rain.
Dude,
didn't
it was
there he was.
It was hilarious. Every moment, like within every 30, 40 seconds, you'd hear somebody within earshot say, "Oh, I think Jordan went inside now." I don't see. Nope, he's sitting over there.
There he is.
And QB1 turned into a wet t-shirt contest. He's like flanking it out, trying to just tidal waves coming off. And he's like,
"Oh, I love it.
I ain't going anywhere now."
Well, let's start. With that said, we know that's the thing that's kind of hanging over camp so far. Hopefully that gets resolved by the time I post this. Who knows? Who knows? But
love that.
That is just hanging there, right? So let's talk about a few other things going on these first couple days, right? Namely, let's talk about your wheelhouse. Let's talk about the offensive line. And let's talk about Andre Dillard and the fact that when you sign Andre Dillard, you're probably not surprised when Andre Dillard shows up, which is seemingly what happened today. Getting just, I guess, sounds like beat like a drum by Rashawn Gary. Now, that's no shame. Lots of people have been beat by Rashawn Gary repeatedly. But it's going to be fascinating to see. I know Zach Tom has been doing the normal kind of starting right tackle stuff in walkthrough settings. With Dillard struggling so far, these first couple practices, I wonder if it's much longer before we see Jordan Morgan out there at right tackle.
Yeah, maybe. And I also think the interesting one is Glover, the kid from Georgia State, right? Where he could factor in. Just from the couple of individual drills that have been pretty much right in front of us, seems like he's working more exclusively right side. So that might be his first pathway to getting on. Size wise, you would think more of a tackle, but you do have to wonder how tied they are to the depth piece. The Royce Newman tie in with the contract today, basically unguaranteeing all the money, shows that they are open for business with guard and tackle. And it appears that they're going to give Jordan Morgan every chance to go win that right guard job. So like,
yes, right.
I wonder if that gets settled before anything else does. And if there is something more to the fact that they put the Zach Tom bumping over to center thing on hold for one more year until he gets this nice big arm brace off of that right side where I presume he snaps from.
Well, it's interesting, too, to see Elton Jenkins getting run at center a bit more than maybe was expected. I know Matt tried to maybe downplay it today. It is press availability. But I don't know, man. I think Elton certainly has plenty of experience there in college. He's played a few snaps there for the Packers as well. And look, that, you know, there's worse things to have than Elton Jenkins as your, in case of emergency, break glass center. I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when the pads come on, because for me, it's like, I can't take too much away. Yes. Rashawn Gary's owning, right? Devontae Wyatt caused a fumble on Sean Clifford today, and the defensive line in general has been like the talk of these first two practices. And I'm very excited as a Packers fan. I want a lot more kind of pressure up front, right? I want a more havoc being created by the defensive front. But you know, Billy, these things change exponentially. When pads come on and blocking schemes are able to be executed at a much more physical level, I don't know. I'm still tempering my enthusiasm when it comes to this defensive front just owning up front.
Yeah, there's only so much blocking you can do without pads. I mean, like I know that sounds arbitrary, but it kind of is true,
though, right?
Yeah, you're only gonna look so good when you're in the protect mode when there's no protection on you, right? Like where you're, so I know that sounds
easy. You can't
easy.
Get your hands inside and get in those pads and control a dude, you know, what are you going to do? Grab his t-shirt. You know what I mean? Or
truly
jersey,
no real leverage. I mean, the little shell thing that they got on is not doing it. Right. And you're not going to be able to be hitting anything other than your teammate's body, which is a right. factor of it. So, I mean, I get it. I do. Hopefully they look better. Hopefully the defensive line continues to look good. Cause I don't fear that the Packers offensive line is a weakness for this team in 24, like Jenkins, the center also is going to be a part of, if indeed maybe Jacob Monk is pushing more and more and you find out that you have Monk and Morgan are your two guys that end up forging their way through into the lineup. And now all of a sudden Josh Myers goes down. Maybe it's easier to plug one of those guys in over at a guard spot. Jenkins more
Jenkins
comfortable with the calls and with the entire offense. And you just feel more confident with him setting the tone right there in the middle.
I think that makes a world of sense. The other thing that makes sense is Evan Williams getting the run with the ones, getting the start alongside Xavier McKinney after Javon Bullard was your starter opposite McKinney on day one. I love that. It looks like, now we're only 2 days in, but it would look like, yeah, these guys are going to battle for that spot. It's not going to be handed to Bullard, who I know is listed on the depth chart as the one across from McKinney, but it sure feels like it's going to be day by day here, and they're going to give Evan Williams every shot to earn that spot, which I love.
Yeah, and I know Schneidman had a little quote or something that leaked out that he had posted of Bullard saying, like, the first – once you get comfortable, that's when somebody takes your job.
Great, great quote.
He's like, and I don't even have a job yet. Maybe we were ready to assign that he has a job yet, and right. he knows more about the plan here for the first week and a half, 2 weeks than we do. They're also allowing Evan Williams to possibly be the Ray Nitschke Field MVP, right? The one where even if Bullard looks good,
right,
you're looking around saying, well, how are you going to keep this guy off the field?
How is he staying on the sideline?
You got to find a way to get him on the field. Carrington Valentine, same way from a year ago.
Yeah, sounded like Valentine had a good day today. I mean, it's nice when you see these guys pop up, right? And the other interesting aspect is watching the kicking competition after these first 2 days.
Awesome.
Come on, Anders Carlson, nailing everything in the rain today.
How about that?
Would have been nice in San Fran, but I'll take it.
Hey, year two. It's all about getting incrementally better. You'll like this too, Nags, because you're always going to hang out and linger around the field and just stay as long as possible. So
as
yesterday,
long as they let me. Yeah.
The last couple of guys that are on the field are all special teamers trying their hand at kicking off and seeing how far they could get it into a landing zone just to see potentially if it could be an idea.
Who might be able to contribute there?
Who could give us at least a little bit of a boost if indeed this is the way we go?
Right.
Justin Reed style with the Kansas City Chiefs to go position player potentially.
Position player, additional tackler, potential tackler on the field. I like it. I like it. Do you remember anybody who was out there? Or was it just
not really. It was just a mass of bodies. It also looked like some long snappers that may have just been leaping around that were having some fun. But the special teams drills are more unique than we've seen. And they're throwing a tennis ball in trying to congregate from the 35 into one area. Crazy. And then today it's AJ Dillon and Josh Jacobs back deep.
Crazy.
Practicing the return side. So Wayne and I had talked about that when he jumped up with me on Monday on the radio show of some teams are maybe thinking that's going to be the easier way. Go with a more running back style guy.
I think that makes a world of sense, right?
Easier
given
going
what
through
we know
that style.
Yeah, I think it's going to be trial and error, I think, early on, especially in the preseason. But AJ Dillon in that role, I don't hate it.
Love
it. It makes a world of sense, right?
Best shape of your life season. Way
to go,
AJ Dillon.
Best shape of your life. Look at AJ Dillon. Matt LaFleur giving him the best shape of his life. Nod in the press availability.
Not a good sign.
I didn't want to say it, but hey, he looks great. He looks great.
That's never a great thing.
Never a great
sign. It doesn't always. It kind of feels like the vote of confidence that goes to like a
six-game
under 500 manager in baseball. Like, oh, we're giving them a vote of confidence here before the All-Star break with 10 to play.
Or like Jerry Jones the week before you play the Packers and then you get beat by 30 on national television. You know, you're done. It's over. It's Jover, as it were.
Oh, man. Sorry, Wade.
That it is what it. Wait, hey, that was great. That was a great stretch when the Packers sent Wade game. Packing, and then was it Childress
the next
following
week? The fire Childress chance raining through.
I mean,
the
that's a special time in Packers history, right there. I mean,
that was awesome. Really can't, I still remember watching the ESPN coverage because gold package night against the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
You forgot about that part.
No, well, that was when the gold package was like boisterous and electric. Yeah, yeah, not like these lazy bones.
So we wake up at the Best Western somewhere in Green Bay, and we're eating continental breakfast, just watching the Wade Phillips firing come in live. Felt like I had a hand in that.
You absolutely did.
Proud of it.
Absolutely.
Hair shaped youth like myself was just
back when the gold package was wild, man. We need to get back to those days. You know, I just love giving you grief. All right. Well, Billy, I'm going to be in town later this week. If you can imagine it, I'm going to be hopefully at practice on Friday. So hopefully both myself and Jordan Love are in attendance and doing our jobs.
Yeah, how about we get perfect attendance coming up on Friday? I was never a kid. I was never a kid that was in the running for perfect attendance in school.
Yeah, you and me both.
But maybe for a Friday. Again, that would be another time that I wasn't usually in for perfect attendance. Especially
summer Friday feels weird to be perfect attendancing. But yeah, I'll take it.
But it seems like a good one.
You, me, Jordan Love, all doing our jobs on Friday. That's the goal. That's where we're gonna leave this. That's the goal for the end of the week this Friday. I'm at practice. Jordan Love's suited up on the field, actually participating, and you are commentating on the radio with a tent over your head. That's where we want to be living on Friday.
All but the last one, I think, are pretty solid bets.
I don't know who I got to talk to. I'm going to talk to the manager because this is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Okay. 2 days in a row without a tent is absurd, sir. I can't believe it. All right, Billy, I can't wait to see you, brother. And thanks, as always, for hanging out, talking Packers with me here on Carry the G Radio, the podcast. I'll see you in a few days. Take it easy and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. We'll do this in person next week.